Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. I would say good morning, but you know how it is, Mick.
Hey, I almost hit the over-under total, right?
You did, yes. You did. Now, there are so many things
to
break down about this game. I want to start with this. Once again, first and goal, and you don't get touchdowns. Now, I will admit, I was totally fine with the opening drive and going for it. I realized that didn't work out, but I didn't want to change my opinion based on the outcome. I was fine with that, but you have a turnover on downs, and you have another one. You get inside the 10, and you kick a field goal, so two first and goals, and you get 3 points out of it. That feels like that's going to lose you pretty much every game.
And if you think that this is a kind of a three games in a row, four,
yikes.
Remember the previous games we talked about? They had three of those opportunities, and they didn't come away with touchdowns.
Yeah.
And how do they start this game? The same way they started the Denver game.
Yeah.
The only difference was they went for it, and I was all for it. I you need touchdowns. You can't settle. You know, and it shouldn't come down to fourth down, right?
True.
You know, you had three other plays inside the 6 yard line.
Yeah.
You got to score. And they don't. And so that was like, you know, a bad omen to start the game off with, right? And you know, the defense only gave up 27 points.
Let's go.
I probably would have thought we would have won that game.
You know, I looked up how long it's been since they didn't score an offensive touchdown in the first half. And I had to go back 70 games until I found that.
Like they 70?
Offensively got shut out. Not, you know, I know they got the punt block touchdown.
Yeah.
But they got shut out offensively. No touchdowns. And it's like, come on. But, you know, when I start looking at it, and it sounded like Terrence Steele was a little bit under the weather, Josh Sweat just ate him up. Right.
Yeah.
And they finally said, okay, let's put in Nate Thomas, who did better. But when he's in there, you realize they had a rookie, three second-year players, and Tyler Smith.
Who's not like a 10-year veteran. He's awesome, but he's young,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's four. It's fourth year. So you're playing with a lot of youth that I think teams suddenly have discovered something, especially these last two games, and they're taking advantage because they're not protecting Dak Prescott one bit. And the fact that he got sacked that many times, got hit that many times, and I'm sure the pressures were double digits again, and he had to run four times to prevent a sack, how are you going to score points? That's got to be better. They've got to figure something out on that offensive line that defense have finally figured out. Now, did they figure something out, or did they expose inability being so young and inexperienced?
Okay, so then kind of along those lines, especially going into a bye week, I know you mentioned it, potential migraine issues with Terrence Steele. Do you see a competition now at right tackle if we're looking to get better and shake things up with him and with Steele and Nate Thomas?
Well, maybe, or you know, Nate Thomas and Guyton.
Yes,
and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they've got to take a long look at it. But again, you'll only have, you know, three practices to implement that, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to have 4 days off in a row, and it's got to be Thursday through Sunday. So you're not doing anything today. You'll maybe meet tomorrow, and then that's it. So the bye really does nothing other than from the coaching staff. There's no, you know, regulation on how much they work.
Right.
That they can do more studying, more maybe, you know, consider adjustments somewhere along the line. But yeah, and it's like, how about no penalties when you get inside the 10-yard line?
Yeah.
You know, that'll kill a drive faster than anything. And
no more running back fumbles. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's so many things you could pick apart. My take on this, I thought last week's loss to Denver was bad. I thought this one was worse.
I get it. I
just the fact that you're at home. You had played well at home. You had scored well at home. And I know I warned everybody on Friday, don't take a 2-5 team for granted because they were so close in all these games, or the fact that they lost 5 in a row. But you were desperate. You needed to win, and you got beat like that. I just thought this was a killer, and we'll see what happens when they get back from the bye.
The Marvin Harrison did not get over 100 yards yet again, so the Cowboys' defense was not the panacea.
No!
Oh!
He was open all the time!
That's where my question's going. Deron Bland seemed to struggle last night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And I don't know if it was all, you know, everything, you know, a lot of it was man. I think some of it was zone, that the safeties weren't helping out one bit. But yeah, this was a guy that was being criticized. You know, he only had, 25 catches. And I saw something that his dad spoke up.
Oh, yeah. His dad has lots of fiery thoughts.
And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe he was right, because they actually targeted him, yeah. Right? And it's, 7 catches, 96 yards, a touchdown? They couldn't cover him. And you were playing with your backup quarterback, mm-hmm. who may not be the backup. Well, they said that Kyler Murray's still the starter, but this guy was pretty good throwing 3 touchdown passes. So, yeah, they struggled with the guy. You know what? Every week the Cowboys either create or at least the candidate for NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Big facts right there, yes.
I think last week it was Rookie of the Week,
yep,
Offensive Rookie, and I think at least 2 other times it was Player of the Week, and they did it again. You can pick up Jacoby Brissett or Marvin Harrison having a come-out party this year.
And don't you think if this game was like a little bit more competitive down the stretch, it feels like Harrison could have had 10, 11 catches.
I know they stopped him in the fourth quarter. What did they force, 3 punts in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. And a turnover on downs.
They did it.
But I know they weren't, you know, they were resigned not to taking chances. And there at the end, they were just going to run the ball every time to drain the clock so they didn't leave the Cowboys any time.
Rude.
It was, you know, but again, 20, and I know it was 27 points, but, you know, 6 of 8, I think it's 6 of 8. How many games? 9 They've played 4-4 and or 3-5-1.
Yeah, look at you inflating our record, Mickey. Come on.
I wanted to say at least six times the opposing team has scored at least 27 points.
And I honestly, that feels low. I probably would have guessed it was
every
higher.
One of them, right?
Yeah, I it, probably would have guessed.
Know, the, well, it would have been the Jets, the Eagles, and I forgot what the other one was that was less. But yeah, but again, you know, the defense sort of gave you a chance. I know it didn't look like it, and then the offense has failed now 2 weeks in a row.
The Commanders.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
So just because today is trade deadline day, I'm looking at the wild card. And if you look at like the bottom of the wild card heap, you've got Detroit 5-3, Chicago 5-3, the Panthers 5-4. So you already lose the tiebreaker to two of those three teams. And I know you've got Detroit coming up in the schedule, but it seems reasonable to think that the Cowboys would need to go at least 6-2. From here to make the playoffs. And that just feels unachievable unless you have the most unbelievable trade deadline in the history of the NFL, which is why I have sat pretty firm, whether people agree with me or not, that it feels like making high draft trades with your capital feels foolish today. Like Logan Wilson, I get it. No, I have no problem with that. But it feels like if you were to trade away quality draft capital today would be foolishness.
I wouldn't be in favor of trading a first round pick for anybody.
Yeah.
Not at this point.
Yeah.
And especially not renting a player for 8 games.
Sure. Agreed.
I don't see where that's a benefit. If the guy has at least 2 more years you have of leverage with him on the contract, then I can see, okay, you know, maybe a fourth, third, something like that.
Right.
But nothing more than that at this point. And I know they want to be competitive and they want to go out and do the best they can, but renting a player for and I'm trying to remember who got traded that I looked, and he was in the last year of the contract. The outside linebacker, defensive end from Miami. It was Phillips?
Phillips. Yeah, Phillips.
He was on the last year of his contract.
That's why the Cowboys were interested.
I'm not. Yeah. But I wouldn't be in favor of.
But like the Eagles, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like, well, let's go win now.
Yeah. And they're, you know, and they're picking up basically fringe players, right?
Sure.
Alexander. Has been on the outs, it seems like, every team he's played with.
Yeah.
As a former first-round pick. So, yeah, I don't know where that benefits. And, you know, and who knows what, you know, he's got cooking. I can see the, you know, giving up a seventh for the linebacker.
Sure.
And you still have this year and 2 years left on his deal.
Yep.
I don't know that, you know, he would have to play awfully well for me to adhere to $6 million base salaries over the next 2 years. But reading in the Cincinnati Inquirer, it sounded like the Bengals, what are they 3-5, 3-6, something like that, and they've decided they're going with their younger linebackers.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I could see that.
And he doesn't have any more guaranteed money after this year.
Exactly.
Which is a huge deal. You know, we were talking about the offensive line. What did you think about Cooper Beebe?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I don't know that anybody played well.
I'm
just going to lump them all together. When you give up that many sacks, that many pressures, that many quarterback hits, you know, they started off running the ball well, and I think that was something that they could have hung their hat on. But when you get behind, you know, 27-10 at the blink of an eye, it's like, well, you know, there goes the running game. We got to throw, and. And now they're pinning their ears back and, you know, and giving you problems. So, it just they let the game get away from them too easily, especially with those explosive plays. And then, you know, at halftime, it's like, okay, well, you know, let's come out and, you know, show them what we got. And the first play, you give up a 50-yard completion.
Yeah.
Talk about, the pin in the balloon. Holy cow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I understand they're shorthanded in the secondary and they're trying to, you know, do as well as they can. You got backup safeties. You know, basically you had three safeties out. Now, I don't know if you want to count Elijah Clark, you know, the rookie that started for the first time last week and gets hurt. So that's three of them out. And you're playing what you thought were your two backups, and I think we understand why they're backups now.
Right.
And then the secondary, you know, they tried to compensate and, get Reddy Stewart out there, playing in the slot. And, you know, they blitzed. They listened to us, right?
They did.
They were blitzing, and it's like, don't sit back. Just, you know, let's go for it. And they did, and they did a nice job for the majority of it. But too many times, Brissett had all the day in the pocket to look down the field in kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo out there. Which one do I want to throw? So, yeah, it's just, they talk about complimentary football. Yeah, this was uncomplimentary football for sure.
I hope that is the name of your next column. I really do.
I think it was, if you thought last week was bad, this week was worse.
Oh, well, that feels accurate as well. Are you going to be trying to take time off for the bye, or you want to hop back on with us tomorrow?
Oh no, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Will you be here?
We'll be here, man.
Thursday
sure.
too?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe yeah, we'll be in our new studio next Thursday though.
Yeah.
So maybe not Friday though.
Okay.
All right.
That's okay with
you
guys.
We'll consider it. We'll take it under advisement.
Let me know.
Mickey.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.